Hello and welcome back to the Stay Safe podcast. I'm Liam Scott, and today we're talking about an area of laboratory safety that sits quietly on our shelves and in cabinets until something goes wrong. Chemical storage. Most laboratories in the UK store hundreds of substances, from flammables, corrosives, oxidizers, toxic compounds, solvents, compressed gases, and preservatives and specialist reagents. When these substances are stored correctly, they remain stable, predictable, and safe. But when they're stored incorrectly, that's when we see fires, violent chemical reactions, toxic gas releases, contamination incidents, and serious injuries, nearly all of which are entirely preventable with correct segregation, labelling and discipline. So today we will look at how chemicals should be stored safely, why compatibility really matters, and what UK law expects from lab environments. Why chemical segregation matters. Not all chemicals are compatible. Some will react violently when mixed, some react with heat or light, some react with air or moisture. Chemical segregation exists to prevent unintended reactions by keeping those incompatible substances apart. This means acids are stored separately from bases, oxidizers are kept away from organic materials and solvents, flammables are stored in fire-resistant cabinets, water-reactive chemicals are kept sealed and dry, toxics and carcinogens are clearly segregated and access controlled. Under the Control of Substances Hazardous to Health (COSH) regulations, employers must prevent or adequately control exposure, and improper storage is a direct failure of that duty. One misplaced bottle, for example, an oxidizer stored next to a flammable solvent, can be enough to trigger a serious incident. Segregation is not best practice, it is a legal requirement. Flammable storage. Flammable liquids are among the most common and most dangerous chemicals in laboratories. Substances such as acetones, ethanols, isopropanols, hexane and toluene must be stored in compliant flammable liquid cabinets below the maximum volume permitted for the room, away from ignition sources and in closed, clearly labelled containers. This is reinforced not only by COSH, but also by the Dangerous Substances and Explosive Atmospheres Regulations, DSEAR, which require risks from fire and explosion to be eliminated or reduced so far as reasonably practicable. And a crucial reminder, a flammable cabinet is not a general chemical cupboard. If acids, oxidizers, or incompatible substances are stored inside it, the cabinet no longer provides the protection it was designed for and may actually increase the risk.
This podcast is being provided by Scott Risk Management, specialist health and safety consultants. If you operate an SME business, you know that meeting all of the business needs is a juggling act. If you want to simplify safety, save time, and stay compliant, SRM Genie is the solution. For more information, head to the details at the end of this episode.
Corrosives and reactive chemicals. Corrosive substances, acids and bases, must be stored carefully to prevent neutralization reactions, heat generation, fume release, container degradation or failure. Best practice and legal expectation is to store acids and bases separately, use secondary containment trays, and prevent incompatible chemicals from sharing the same space. Strong oxidizing acids, such as nitric acid, should be isolated from organic materials, solvents, and anything else combustible. Moisture-reactive substances must be stored in sealed containers, kept in dry, controlled environments, and regularly checked for degradation. If you're ever unsure whether two chemicals can be stored together, check the safety data sheet, review the COSH assessment, or ask for advice. Guessing has no place in chemical safety storage. Labelling. If it's not labelled, it's not safe. Unlabelled containers are one of the greatest hazards in lab environments. Without a label, you cannot identify the substance, store it correctly, dispose of it safely, and respond properly in an emergency. Under COSH and CLP requirements, all chemical containers must be clearly labelled with the substance name, hazardous information, and relevant warnings. The rule is simple and absolute. If a container is not labelled, it cannot remain on the bench or in storage. Unknown chemicals create unknown risks, and unknown risks cannot be adequately controlled. Stock control and expiry dates. Not all chemicals remain stable indefinitely. Some degrade, some become shock sensitive, some form explosive peroxides over time. Effective stock control means regularly reviewing your inventories, checking expiry dates, removing degraded or crystallized substances, avoiding holding excessive quantities, and disposing safely of chemicals that are no longer required. Out-of-date chemicals are not harmless. They are unpredictable, and unpredictability is the enemy of safe science. Good stock control reduces risk, the storage burden, and your emergency response complexity. And so to our final thoughts. Chemical safety often happens quietly in the background, but it should never be out of mind. Good segregation prevents reactions. Correct cabinets reduce fire risk. Correct labelling supports emergency response. Proper stock control prevents instability. By storing chemicals correctly and following COSH and DSEER guidance, you're doing one of the simplest yet most effective things possible to reduce risk in the laboratory. And that is it for today's episode of the Stay Safe podcast. Next time, we'll be looking at waste management in scientific environments and why just putting it down the sink is never the correct answer. So until then, stay safe. Bye for now.
This podcast has been provided by SRM, the owners of the bespoke health and safety management software SRM Genie, created for and focused on supporting SME businesses. If you would like more information on how you can simplify safety, save time, and stay compliant, go to www.srmgeniesoftware.co.uk.